This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We do have Skype as well, and you can Skype in here and join us at Skype username LRN.FM. Of course, you can talk about anything you want to discuss. And last night, I intended to talk about Venezuela, and then, you know, we got a bunch of phone calls and ended up talking about all kinds of other things. And so we never really did get into any real detail about what's been happening over there. We did mention that the death toll was in the 30s. I think it was 36, 38, somewhere in that range as of the last count in the media. And this is over several weeks, over about 3 or 4 weeks of ongoing protests in the streets of that country. People are upset. They're hungry. The Venezuelan government is basically in total control over multiple industries. They are running those industries into the ground. They have seized something like 700 businesses, I think it was, over the last, you know, I don't know how long, decade or something like that, maybe 15 years. And have, you know, proceeded to run those in the red and run them into the ground. Most of them, 70% of them, are operating at a loss. And, you know, they've also got these economic controls on the country. The government mandated exchange rate, which has just wreaked all kinds of havoc on the economy. Basically, it's made it impossible to import anything. And the government is in such, you know, ironclad control over what's produced in the country. There's almost nothing produced there. So it's a cluster F.
Right. If you, you know, if you wanted to start a business in Venezuela and you became wildly successful, the government is going to take your business away from you. So that's why businesses don't start businesses in Venezuela.
And if you're outside of Venezuela, you basically can't do business with someone in Venezuela because you don't want to get paid in the Venezuelan bolivar. And it's illegal for them to pay you in dollars, which is what you're going to want to get paid in. So.
They've effectively got what Trump's looking for, nativism, right?
Yeah, locked down country with, you know, nothing coming in.
Yeah, nothing trading.
And hungry people. Some probably starving at this point. People in the Venezuela have lost weight.
Yeah, they're losing weight.
The average Venezuelan, I think, what was it, 19
pounds?
I need
to spend a couple of weeks in Venezuela.
You know? Spend a year down there, you're going to look like me. Caracas, according to the New York Times, this is a story about the thugs that we just barely started talking about last night. These are bikers who wearing red jackets and dark clothes, some with their faces covered through tear gas canisters at 1,000 protesters in Caracas. One young man, 17 years old, lay sprawled on the ground, a pool of blood around his head. His brains were coming out.
Jeez.
The uniformed men who shot Carlos or Carlos Moreno, the 17-year-old, were not government security forces. They were members.
Well, yes, they were.
Not officially. They were members of armed bands who have become key enforcers for President Nicolas Maduro as he attempts to crush a growing protest movement against his rule. I mean, these guys are as much of government, you know, thugs as the average person who would attack you for burning a flag on the streets.
Well, no, I think they're even more than that because they're getting paid by the state, aren't they?
No, not that I know of.
They didn't arm them?
Well, they're being armed. I don't know.
Remuneration.
Right, yeah. So they're not being paid in cash, because cash is worthless, but right. They're getting paid in guns.
Are they getting paid by the state.
Most people who start in violence
against They've been given the privilege of being able to have a gun
in a place
where it's banned.
I thought they gave them guns.
As I understand it, yes.
Right. So they're not being paid in cash. They're being paid in products. Most people who threaten violence against you for burning flags are not being paid by the government to do so.
Fair enough. Okay. You're making an argument there that by accepting some sort of benefit from the government, some sort of thing, that they are essentially government workers.
Well, these are what are referred to commonly as brown shirts.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot of history on the brown shirts, but I did. I think I got it in freshman year of history. They were people that supported the National Socialist Party before Hitler came to power, and they certainly used violence. I think that's what Kristallnacht was about. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sorry. I just don't know all of this
stuff.
The Night
of Broken Glass?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
And, you know, when lots of Jews had terrible things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Hitler really got cemented in power, then the purge started, right? Then they got rid of the brown shirts. They killed them all off because they were dangerous and bad. So, you know, that's what these people can expect at some point or another, but Maduro will certainly use them while he can.
They're called colectivos in Venezuela, or collectives. They've been financed, in a lot of cases, by extortion, black market food, and parts of the drug trade, as the government turns a blind eye in exchange for loyalty, and now they're playing a key role in repressing dissent. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Caracas and other cities demanding elections, galvanized by, because remember, Maduro put off the elections from 2016, so they're still waiting to have those, galvanized by a ruinous economy that has left basic foods and medicines scarce, as well as a botched attempt by leftists to dissolve the country's Congress last month. They present the largest threat to the country's rulers since a coup that briefly ousted Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez, in 2002. Now, Maduro has responded by sending National Guardsmen armed with water cannons and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. But alongside the security forces, experts and witnesses say are the enforcers from the colectivos, who engage in fiercer and often deadly intimidation. Roberto Briceno Leon, the director of the Venezuelan Violence Observatory, which is a nonprofit group that tracks crime, says these are the true paramilitary groups of Venezuela. The presence of the colectivos hardly ends with demonstrations on the streets, as rising foreign debt and falling oil prices around the world have depleted the Venezuelan government's coffers. It has increasingly turned to colectivos as enforcers. From labor disputes with unions to student demonstrations on university campuses, these colectivos are appearing almost anywhere that the government sees citizens getting out of line. Eladio Mata, a hospital union leader, says he was shot last year by colectivo members when negotiations deadlocked with the University Hospital of Caracas. Mr. Mata said he'd arrived to the front door of the hospital to find colectivo members blocking it. They were called, he said, by hospital management. Staff members tried to help him force his way through, he said. But a colectivo member shot him in the back. He was then dragged into an operating room for emergency surgery.
Wow.
In this country, he says, it's prohibited to dissent. Dr. Oscar Noya, a tropical infectious disease researcher, said his laboratory had been vandalized almost 30
times.
That just
doesn't seem like the place you would want to vandalize.
A laboratory?
Infectious disease laboratory.
They apparently did it 30 times, the colectivos did, and they destroyed equipment and took electrical cables. Dr. Noya said, perhaps, that he believed the vandalism was ordered because he publishes information on infectious disease epidemics that the government does not report, particularly the spread of malaria. He said that his repeated complaints to the authorities have been met largely with silence, and the colectivos had, quote, reached a level of total impunity, unquote. Experts say the colectivos date to the early days of Mr. Chavez, who originally conceived them as social organizations to advance his vision of a socialist revolution to transform Venezuela's poor neighborhoods.
Sounds accurate.
Many had their own names, flags, and uniforms. The government eventually handed them arms and
their
security
gangs.
Training,
uh-huh.
deploying them as separate militia. As the groups became more powerful, they exerted their own influence, independent of the government. Most
That's
notably,
the problem when you give them the guns. They're going to exert their influence.
In controlling organized crime like drug trafficking.
They kept them separate on purpose. They don't want to accept these people.
Well, they're not us. They're not the government.
Well, right. So these people are disposable. I mean, like I say all the time, the state cares less about state agents than I do, particularly Leo's. So, which is, you know, a pretty high standard or low standard, depending on how you want to look at it. They are there for a purpose, And the more separate they keep them, the more easy it's going to be for them to say, oh, well, they weren't supposed to be doing X, Y, Z. Yeah, we were funded and all, but, you know, don't worry about that part. This was illegal. You know, you're arrested, you're executed, you're whatever you are. If you're a official military member or cop or whatever else, it's a lot harder for them to do that.
And speaking of the police and the military, they the colectivos have also clashed with the police and the military in the country over the years. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, and, you know, what's the relevance of this to the United States? We'll see if we can tie that in coming up here in moments as well. And you can bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the brown shirts. They're back. Actually, apparently, they've been around for a while in Venezuela. They were the colectivos, as they're called. They've been doing all kinds of black market business, and the government's been looking the other way because, well, they're helping the government. They're on the side of the state. They're being even armed up by Nicolas Maduro. They were created originally, apparently, by Hugo Chavez, the previous dictatorish president character down there in that country. And so you're welcome to join the discussion. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Something that is prohibited in the country of Venezuela is running a Bitcoin mining operation. It's not illegal to have Bitcoin, as I understand it, or
yes,
to use Bitcoin in Venezuela. But if you're mining the Bitcoin, the secret police will be looking for you. We did a detailed story about that several months ago here on Free Talk Live, and that's because the government subsidizes the power grid there, so you get close to free power in Venezuela when it's available, of course, because something that's, you know, close to free is going to be utilized more by the people using it, and so they have brownouts and blackouts fairly frequently in a lot of areas of Venezuela. But whether you're in Venezuela or anywhere else around the world and you want to learn about Bitcoin, the go-to website, it's Bitcoin.com. You go there, and there's a lot of great information about Bitcoin. All the good stuff, and also some of the bad news about Bitcoin. You know, like the fact that the fees have been going up dramatically, like more than 1,200% since 2015.
But there's a new new high as far as Bitcoin pricing goes.
Yeah, the price is doing very, very well.
But there's a new record low today as its market cap versus the price of other cryptocurrencies. So Bitcoin price doing well, other currencies outpacing it.
Yeah, well, in total, the rest of all of the other altcoins.
But they're outpacing it.
Correct. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting world. There's a lot to learn. Start at Bitcoin.com. There's a lot you can do there, whether you're brand new to Bitcoin or you're old school. Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We're talking about Venezuela and the armed bands of goons that the government has unofficially employed to do the dirtiest of their bidding in order to try to keep a grasp of on hold, whatever kind of hold they can on whatever power they can retain, as hundreds of thousands of people in the country have taken to the streets in the recent weeks to protest the situation there.
So these people are getting basically paid nothing. They're getting sort of remuneration in what, like food and weapons?
I would say that the likely the weapons and the privilege of not being arrested for doing things that are illegal. So they're allowed basically to do black market deals to sell drugs and sell food or whatever it is that they're doing illegally, and the government will look the other way.
So they're basically dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Essentially. We're going to your calls and thoughts here. Liberty Lobster on the line on Skype. Hello there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the radio.
I'd like to talk about Bitcoin, actually, now that you brought it up.
Ah, yes. All right.
I noticed one of the most common complaints among people in the libertarian community is the United States does not back up its money with gold and silver. But then they rush to be a proponent for Bitcoin, which is also not backed up by anything. Why do you think this is?
That's not a true statement. And for a long time, I thought that that was a true statement. That was my original objection to Bitcoin. When we were first learning about it, Mark, what, 2011, 2012, somewhere
first
in that
thing
range,
we said.
Yeah, I was like, what backs this thing? And I don't know what the answer we were given then was, but eventually I learned that what's backing Bitcoin is the world's most prolific and successful and bulletproof transaction network, financial transaction network. The Bitcoin network itself is very valuable. The thousands of computers, the mining operations that are securing the network, that are making sure that every transaction that happens is cryptographically sound and secure and unhackable and irreversible, that is worth something. You know, if you think about like what Visa and MasterCard have created, their network, it's the network itself, there's value there. And the same thing's true of the Bitcoin network.
Well, right, but you don't own the network when you own 0.002 Bitcoin or whatever. And
no, that's true, but that doesn't matter. He's asking. He asked what backs it,
right,
and that's
no,
what backs
if,
Bitcoin.
But if you don't own it, then that's not what backs it. So
you own the key to your Bitcoin
right.
on that network, and without that network, your Bitcoin's worthless.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I'm just trying to say that. So I'm a former gold and silver bug myself. It's not that I have problems today with gold and silver.
I still have gold and silver.
Yeah. It's just that I attempted often to do business in silver prior to Bitcoin. I would hire free staters. And I would offer them silver to do work. I'd say, do you want to get paid in U.S. dollars? Do you want to get paid in silver? And, you know, I would have done the transaction. I have done the transaction right there. But they don't want it because...
They don't want silver now?
Yeah, they don't want silver. They like the idea of people doing business in silver, but they don't want the silver because they can't transform it into dollars quickly enough to sort of be able to use it. They need to be able to go to the grocery store and buy food with that money or whatever
well,
it is.
You can't do that with Bitcoin either, but there are easier ways to get out of Bitcoin, like the Bitcoin debit cards.
Yeah, most in
well,
many cases, when people do
bills.
Business at my house, they're doing it, they're asking for U.S. dollars. If they want Bitcoin, they'll get it. But all I'm saying is that nobody wanted to do business in silver. And so the point that I'm trying to make here is that what makes gold and silver good currency today? And the answer is not much. We imagine it would be good currency, but you know, whatever, it's not that great. What my concern is being able to get business done, and Bitcoin I can do far more business in. Free Talk Live is currently getting more revenue from cryptocurrencies than it is from U.S. dollars.
Are we really? That's good news.
Quite a bit more. We're over 75% at this moment in time.
Oh, man.
And I give a discount for people who want to do business
right.
in crypto. And, so what makes gold valuable, Liberty Lobster?
Just the amount on the planet, probably, and the fact that it's not found everywhere. The same reason rocks are almost worth nothing, but gold is...
Well,
you're not going to go outside and find gold laying on
the
ground.
Yeah, supply and demand, there's no doubt about that. But there are things that, things that are in low supply that are not in high demand. Gold has, malleability, fungibility, the ability to, separate it into small pieces. You could use it for...
It's conductive.
Yeah, conductive. You can use it for certain electronics practices, things like that. But... Bitcoin was, in fact, designed to be a currency. Gold just happened to be a pretty good one.
Well, you had spoken about what backs Bitcoin is the strong network for transactions. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. If there was an extremely strong network of banks and credit unions to exchange Federal Reserve notes, would that be backing a Federal Reserve note?
I see what you're saying there.
I need it explained.
He's drawing the comparison between the Bitcoin network and the banking network.
Yeah, I don't see how they're different other than one's aggressive and one's not, but that doesn't really change the market value.
All right, there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may have a real strong point there, Liberty Lobster.
Yeah,
continue.
But I don't say that the U.S. dollar should be backed by hard currency any longer. I used to say that.
We're going to come back. We'll continue the discussion, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind here. We still have more to say about the Venezuelan thugs, the brown shirts, or the colectivos, as they're being called over there. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. And, Mark, tell me about some supplement action.
Yeah. Did you know that your body contains a second brain? Well, that's what scientists call your intestines. And it's because today we know the bacteria, or probiotics in your intestines are the catalyst for sending signals to your brain. Unfortunately, due to poor eating habits, most Americans have an unhealthy gut, and this is contributing to a whole host of problems. For me, just by taking the probiotics, I lost about almost 15 pounds, and I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even know why I lost it until I saw a movie that was called, like, Your Gut, the Second Brain, or something like that. An unhealthy gut has been linked to everything from anxiety and depression to chronic inflammation and weight gain. That was me. In short, a daily probiotic supplement is no longer essential just for building your immune system. It's also important to combat moodiness, maintain energy, and help with weight loss. And with Whole Food Multi-Complete, it's easy because they include a blend of 8 strains of live probiotics with your daily vitamin and minerals necessities. We also include digestive enzymes and antioxidant herbs. In fact, for 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete is the only product that incorporates 7 families of nutrients into a single product. It's the perfect product for the health and conscious consumer who understands that they need more than just vitamins and minerals. they don't want to break the bank by you know, having you buy five or six products every month. So go to simplifymysupplements.com and use coupon code FTL, and you'll get 30% off your first order. It's basically cost for this item. That's simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Skype username is lrn.fm. We go back to Liberty Lobster, who's with us here in Ohio, who made a really good point. We were talking about the, well, you brought up, Liberty Lobster, the question of backing, like, you know, currencies that have gold backing or silver backing, as the U.S. dollar once upon a time did and hasn't for a long time, for decades. And, of course, ever since they took away the precious metals backing from the U.S. dollar, they've been able to just inflate that currency and use that to go to wars all around the globe and, you know, destroy our value from our savings. And, of course, we know the ravages of the government's inflationary money policies and all of the damages that that has done. And you brought up the question of, well, what's backing Bitcoin? My answer was, well, the network that is this incredibly valuable, most, you know, powerful computer processing network for financial transactions that exists in the world, that's worth something, and that's something special. And your point was, well, isn't that pretty much the same thing as the banks? But I don't want to put words in your mouth. Can you kind of rephrase what you were saying there?
Well, I had heard you say, well, because Bitcoin has such a strong network and is so hard to crack, that's what backs it up, is a strong infrastructure. Well, let's say that there was a credit union or a banking system which was nearly impenetrable and had a healthy supply. Would that in turn be backing up Federal Reserve notes, despite the fact that they have no precious metals or anything backing them up?
I think the short answer to that is yes. To some extent, I mean, nobody...
If there were such a thing, but...
Well, there's still...
But there kind of is.
Well, the terms he just put on it there, it was a slightly different thing that you said there, Liberty Lobster. There's the ACH network, which goes through the Federal Reserve System and wire transfers. So banks are networked together. They all go through a centralized clearinghouse. That's what ACH stands for, Automated Clearinghouse. And so every time you want to send an ACH transfer, so generally that's done from bank account to bank account, it has to go through the Federal Reserve System. That's why it doesn't work on the weekends, because the Federal Reserve is closed on the weekends, and so they don't, you know, they just don't do business on those days. And so if you want to send an ACH transfer, they only go through business days. So, I mean, as far as comparing those networks together, there is no comparison. But I think that what you've made is a very good point in that, you know, from a very base level perspective, yes, that network to some extent backs the dollar, but it's not a very good network. It's a hackable network. It's a, you know, a fallible network. Well, there's errors made constantly.
It's only hackable in some sense because you'll usually get your money back. And, I mean... The inherent issue...
You can, but it's a pain in the butt.
Or the inherent difference... Well, I mean, you know, how hard would it be to lose Bitcoin and get it back? You'd never do it. So, I mean, the inherent difference is the way that it went about it. So, I don't think that there's necessarily anything wrong with unbacked currency inherently, especially since if you didn't live in a society where there was a specific... commodity called currency, that's an incoherent statement. I think it is still technically an incoherent statement. We just kind of know what it means just from using it that way. So the Federal Reserve notes got their power or their value pretty much through fraud and force. They told people this is backed by X amount of silver, this is backed by X amount of gold, and then just kind of stopped doing that after they had sold their product. They also said, oh yeah, by the way, you have to pay these taxes and FRNs, so you're essentially legally obligated to buy our products to at least some extent. There was a time, I'm pretty sure this is repealed now, but there was, where you were legally obligated to accept FRNs. Bitcoin doesn't have any of that. It's still fiat currency. But it's, you know, non-aggressive fiat currency, and to me, that is the difference.
Well, what about, like, credit unions that aren't involved the same way banks are with the Fed?
But they are. Credit unions are, you know, maybe they don't take loans in the same way from the Fed. I'm not sure exactly how all that works. But ACH is something that that credit unions involve themselves in as well. So they are interacting with the Federal Reserve on a regular daily basis.
And they still do fractional reserve banking, which is
really okay.
Essentially just fraud.
So I'd like to go, before you go on, Mark, you'd said that you talked about the inherent differences between these systems, Melanie.
Well, the differences to me, I'm sure there's other differences. These are just the ones that are important to me.
The big difference between the Federal Reserve banking network and the Bitcoin network is centralization. And that's important to point out here. If you're new to Bitcoin, you may not realize this, but Bitcoin's one of its major strengths is its decentralized nature. And so Bitcoin exists not in one place. There's no centralized clearinghouse for Bitcoin. There are thousands of nodes spread across the world that all have a copy of a ledger. That's what the blockchain is. When you hear blockchain being talked about, it sounds like a really fancy technology. It's just a distributed, duplicated ledger that exists all around the globe. It's an immutable ledger, one that when it's changed, is changed for good, and it can't be unchanged.
It's not changed, it's added to.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, added to. When something is, some of the Bitcoin is moved from one place to another, it's done all across the globe. It's verified multiple times. It's called confirmations. And so that's one of the major differences is Bitcoin's network is decentralized. It cannot be hacked as a result of that. Whereas if you were to hack the Federal Reserve in their automated clearinghouse or whatever, then you would be able to take down their network and destroy all banking activity on whatever day you took down that particular network. Now, certainly there's plenty of security that they've built up around it, but anything that's centralized can easily be targeted compared to a decentralized system.
So,
and you can own. The other point is that you can own the Bitcoin network, or at least a portion of it, right? You can't own the whole thing, but you can mine. You can set up a miner tonight and join Bitcoin.com's mining pool and get paid, for finding Bitcoins out there. You can become part of that network, which you cannot do with the Federal Reserve network, unless, of course, you jump through their system and, create a bank and, kowtow to the man. So those are key differences.
You called on it, yeah. I see your point there. Bitcoin is a very decentralized currency, and that's one of its advantages. I can join any pool I'd like to. I know a kid named Ryan who lives in my city that has mining equipment. First he was doing GPU, and now it's ASIC hardware, and that is one of the strengths. I appreciate the perspective, guys.
Hey, thanks for the discussion tonight. I appreciate the call. Good points. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. It's not to say Bitcoin's perfect. It's not. There's some pretty big bumps in the road right now for the Bitcoin network, and that's why it's losing ground compared to the competitors out there, the other altcoins. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We do have Skype, by the way, and you can Skype in to join us there, just like our last caller, Liberty Lobster. Sounds great when you're on Skype, most of the time, unless there's some sort of terrible internet issue that your phone or home connection is having, then you'll sound pretty good. Call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work that we're doing here talking about cryptocurrency and freedom and liberty and peace, then please get behind the show for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us because we can take that $5 and we can invest it into Free Talk Live to get on new radio stations. We just got on a new station in Springfield, Missouri this week. We're on a new old station again in Florida, which I can't officially announce yet because I don't have the agreement from them yet, but I know that we're on, and I'm sure that agreement's going to be coming in soon, so I'll be excited to announce the return of one of our former affiliates, which is always fun. It's always fun to come back. So you can help us get on new stations by going to the AMP program and, you know, sending us $5 a month or more if you feel like it. We'll put it to good use, and you can see some of the things we're spending the money on there on the AMP page, like going to the Talkers Convention. Mark, you and I, in less than a month, we're going to be like 3.5 weeks from now, we're going to be heading down to New York City. And we'll be schmoozing it up with the talk radio bigwigs down there.
That joke is going to get so old that there's going to be young people that don't get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's such a good commercial. I mean, the old, was it Pace Picante?
Pace Picante sauce, yeah.
They're probably going to go out of business and people will still be making references to
New York City.
Get a rope.
Get a rope.
Yeah. I'm sure kids, you can look it up on YouTube if you want to see it.
It's worth seeing.
Yeah.
It's one of the great commercials of all time.
It's one of the more memorable. Yeah.
It has to be right up there with Where's the Beef?
Where's the Beef, yeah, for sure. So, anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go and get signed up, please. It makes a big difference to us. amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you had something else you wanted to say about this whole fiat currency, money that is backed by something or not backed by something discussion.
Okay, so I didn't look it up in the break, but a fiat currency is a currency that is proclaimed a currency by royal edict.
A declaration. This is
a
fiat by the king.
That's what the term means. So
I say this is a currency and you, subject, shall take it.
There was a currency in the past called tally sticks, which was a currency that was not particularly worth anything in and of itself, but it tallied up a currency, you know, that it tallied up value and that kind of thing. It wasn't proclaimed by royal edict to be a currency, so therefore it wasn't a fiat currency. It just wasn't sort of backed by anything. And I think the backed by anything conversation is the wrong conversation to have. Now, I'll admit, we had that conversation a whole bunch here on Free Talk Live. I've just come to the conclusion that it's not the conversation to have. The conversation to have is whether or not the government issues the currency, controls the currency, or whatever. If a government controls a currency, then it's going to inflate it in times of war or in times of wishing to have war.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. That's what they're going to do.
But they can't inflate the currency if it's backed by something.
Without committing fraud.
Which they're more than
sure before they got rid of the gold standard, they kind of lied about how much gold they had.
Well, in the old days, they clipped the coins, right?
Well, yeah, the clipping of the coins, at the very least, you could see.
Right. Well, that was the best they could do. They didn't have any other way to manipulate a physical gold currency.
It's because the currency was greater than the king, if that makes sense. So the gold and silver currencies that pass through Europe or wherever whatever area we're talking about. I've got my specialty, you know, in Europe. I know a bit more about that than I do most places. The one king or duke or whatever who controlled a particular area, he wasn't saying gold and silver is the currency of the realm. He was at the mercy of the currency as opposed to being the one who proclaimed it a currency.
I suppose what they could do if there was a, like, let's say, gold or silver-backed currency, they could just say, well, now this is not worth as much gold or silver, right? Like, this is worth a tenth or, you know, a half. We're going to cut the value
in half. Doesn't add to, and at the end of the day, it really doesn't, but that doesn't add to at least the illusion of there being a greater total value in the total money supply, which is what they're.
It would be easier for people to figure out they're being scammed with that.
Right. Yeah. So, and I mean, that's kind of more direct. People are like, well, why is my $1 now a 50 cent bill? Like,
right.
So. That's not really as effective for what they're trying to do.
Right. I was just saying that, you know, having that gold or silver-backed currency is better than a non-backed currency. I think it's still worth having that conversation, even though the government isn't going to.
At least it's better if it's handled by a state. Because
correct.
A state is going to inflate currency for kind of fraudulent and malicious reasons, whereas Bitcoin technically could inflate past the amount that they agreed to, but they did kind of agree to, like, a particular
amount. 21 million Bitcoins that are going to be mined.
Right, and they're not going to do it, you know, to bomb Syria. So, I mean, because they can't.
There's no they.
And the inflation rate is set and predictable with Bitcoin. And again, you know, as you said, they could change the rules, I suppose, if they wanted to.
No, they couldn't. They can't get segregated witness instituted. No, there cannot be that change.
Well, I mean, it would be hard, but it could, in theory, could be done.
Right. Yeah. It could be done in the same way that the peninsula of Florida could have rockets attached to the side of it, be ripped up and turned into a giant helicarrier. Yes, it could happen, but it just won't.
Well, right, but at some point in the future, that might be a more realistic proposition. I'm not saying that they're going to do it next week. some point they could go back on that.
When Bitcoin becomes a crashes and burns. Then
I'm envisioning the Florida the helicopter version of Florida, the helicarrier that you talked about being driven by some old lady who can barely see over the steering wheel.
The point I'm trying to make here is that the issue isn't what a currency is backed with. Yes, I will go ahead and say that a government having a currency that is backed by some kind of thing like gold or silver is better, in the same way that I believe that school vouchers are better than government school.
Yeah.
But
not that much better.
This government shouldn't have anything to do with school, and it shouldn't have anything to do with currency.
I agree.
When it doesn't have anything to do with currency, then you will see freedom. What a government, at least like what the federal government should do, is basically, mete out discussions between states as far as interstate commerce, that kind of thing. And it should
go away is what they should do.
Well, fine. No, what I'm saying they should do, they do far more, and that's because government grows. But what it's supposed to do is to, control, contracts between states and to supply some kind of military in time of war. But
Well, that's what the United States federal government is, quote, supposed to do.
That's what it's supposed to do.
The definition of government... Or even the promise of governments generally.
No, I was just pointing out the federal government, that's what it should do. And the thing is that they just grow. They grow. And that's the issue. I just don't think... The thing I like about Bitcoin, and the reason I think it's valuable, is it isn't an international currency.
It is an international currency.
I shouldn't call it a currency. Because a currency is defined by the money of the land. So when I say an international currency, it should be the currency that is accepted most widely in the world, and it's not.
So what do you call it instead?
A token? Probably most accurately.
Okay.
I don't know if it,
In the same way if you're at an arcade, the arcade tokens aren't valuable outside of the arcade?
Yeah. It functions as a currency. That's what it's designed to do, but it is not yet fit all the criteria for a currency.
Interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting point.
When in a currency outside of government dictates, talking about it being backed or not backed by anything, I'm not sure makes a whole lot of sense. Because the only reason that a state currency has to be backed by something is because you're making people take something that's not valuable, so you're backing it with something that they think is valuable and they do want. If it's not a coercive currency, the fact that people are accepting it means that it has value. So it doesn't make sense to back it with an additional something.
I see what you're saying.
So
from their perspective, it certainly doesn't make sense to back it. Because it makes it harder to inflate.
And one could argue that currently, the U.S. dollar is backed by gold. They could say that the U.S. dollar is backed by $1,228. An ounce of gold is.
Get me that ounce of gold, then I'll give you a dollar.
No. The $1,228 is backed by an ounce of gold.
Well, it's not backed by it. It's exchangeable by it. That's not the same thing. And I mean, the U.S. dollar is backed by the U.S. military is what it's backed by.
Did you not used to be able to walk into the U.S. Mint or Treasury or whatever, hand them the silver certificate and be handed silver in return?
Yes.
That's what you talk about when you're talking about backing. But I agree with you. Like, instead of trying to change the U.S. monetary system to have a backed currency, let's just end their involvement in money entirely and let the market decide. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.